Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Kuf Pei Zayin 587, the mitzvah of returning a mashkon at the time when the bialim need it. Last time we did the isser, the los asay, relating to the not returning it on time, and today we have the mitzvah asay of returning it on time, the one mitzvah asay related to mashkon, besides the four mitzvahs los asay. At the end of this year yesterday, we even discussed which of the los asays is this asay being misakein, and the mitzvah samelach nafkaminas in terms of what is this categorized as, in terms of the Betur Malkus, are you going to call it a lav sheim b'maisa, or are you going to call it a lav hanitak la'asay? Anyway, we continue now. Let's read the psukim again relating to this isser of mashkon. The Torah tells us, let's read it again. You can't go inside to take his mashkon by force. You have to stand outside. And the one that has the mashkon for you goes into his own house, and he will bring it out to you. We didn't mention, related to that, what if he doesn't bring it out? What if he doesn't bring it out? Says the Rabbeinu Bachai right here, V'im lo ratza lehotzi ha'avot, kofen oso lekayim mitzvahs asay, kamosha kofen al shar mitzvahs. You're not allowed to go inside. If he doesn't bring it out to you when you deserve to have the mashkon, he's not paying you up, he has to give you a security, you'll deal with this with Bezdin, just like Bezdin by all mitzvahs asay, as the Gemara says in Ksuvis. So kofen al mitzvahs asay, this also, v'chein Bezdin yardim lemkor karka osav lefra lemalve, or Bezdin could make some of his karka on sale, and pay back the malva in that way. So that is, if he doesn't come out, right? You have to stand outside, but if he doesn't come out, still there is some something to do. You go to Beis Din and kofen al mitzvahs asay. The Azayim Latar of Saratskin here relates this, these psukim, to one word. He focuses on one word here in the psukim, where the Torah tells us that v'ha'ish asher atano shebo yotzi elechas v'avot achutza. What do you mean v'ha'ish? That word ish seems to be extra. And then the next pasuk, v'im ish anihu lo sishka ba'avoto. Why ish? Says the Zayin Latorah. V'derach tzachus, efshar lomar. Ho v'ish misamein ish nichbad. Ish always means somebody chashuv. Like it says, halo ish ata, David says to Avner. Or ishi kohen gadol. The Mishnah says in Yuma, "Merameiz lanu akasuv she'ein lahachlit bevadaut shu yotzi alecha zavod achutza." Don't think he's going to for sure bring it out to you. Rakim hu ish v'zocheres achesed v'im ish he shall go in and bring it out to you. If he's an ish, if he's a gavra rabba, if he recognizes the chesed you did for him, then he'll bring it out to you. Shasita lo b'shas tochako oz yotzi alecha so avot. Then he'll bring it out to you. Aval, it's very possible sheshocha chesako v'yishtamish b'hachasinut shelo sheasar alecha. So he knows the pasuk. He'll say, "Ah, you can't come in. I'm not bringing it out." And therefore, says the Zayin Latorah, that's the allusion to the word ish. Ish is telling you it's got to be an adam chashuv. Because if not, he quotes Rabbeinu Bachai, then you'll have to rely on other ways to get it. And the pasuk continues, v'im ish anihu lo sishka ba'avoto. And if he's an ani, do not stay with it. You have to return it in a timely manner. Today's mitzvah's asay. So again, why does it say ish ani here? So he says, Efshar shiimsu keele sha'af shahotzi eleches avod achutza pama machas yischarit machar machratayim alze mekiven shezichzalo atorah l'shakib b'sim lasolo yechziren l'malva afilo b'yom v'im ish ani hu. If he's an ish ani that you know you're going to get it back, lo sishka ba'avoto. We saw them in Chas Chinuch a few days ago that if you give it back and he doesn't give it back to you, then maybe the second or the third time, once Bezdin has given you the reshus, then you could go inside and take it by force, even though the Torah says asur. That's only referring to the first time and not the times afterwards. That's a little focus on the word ish, ish, ish. We'll get more from the Zayin LaTorah soon. But now let's get back to the psukim. Bachutz ta'amod, you have to stay outside, and the man, v'ha'ish, asher atona sheba, hopefully he's a level of ish, yotzi alechas avot achutza. V'im ish anihu lo sishka ba'avoto, hashev tashiv lo aso avot, kavo ha'shemesh. You surely shall return the avot, kavo ha'shemesh. That was yesterday's discussion. The klayakar, the emphasis of kavo ha'shemesh, a couple of pshatim. V'shachav b'salmaso v'erecheka. And you should give it back to him, and he shall sleep in his salma, in his clothing, and he will give you a bracha, and at the very least, ulachati yetztaka lefnei Hashem alkecha. And it'll be yetztaka in front of Hashem. So says the Sefer HaChinuch, shenitztavinu, tavkuf peizayin, shenitztavinu lahashiv hamashkon libba'alav ha-Yisrael beishit tarechilav. We have to return the mashkon to the owner, to the Jewish owner, when he needs it. Klomar, shema mashkon hu mash, it tzaricha adam bayom, if it's something they use during the day, kagon, klei malachto, we're not talking about food, that's a separate iser. Not allowed to take that in the first place. But if it's klei malachto that he uses by day, yashivu elav bayom, v'halove yachziru elo balayla, and he'll give it back to you at night. V'emu kli shetzarech elav balayla, kagon keses u'michse, it's a blanket, it's a pillow, yashivu elo balayla, v'halove yachziru elo malva bayom, he'll give it back to you in the morning. Right, there's no sleeping during the day. And that's the lashon of the mechilta. Adbo Hashem es tishivenu lo, mechilta obviously is on Sefer Shmos, Zexus Yom, Shatamachziro, Kol, Shatamachzilo, Kolayom, because Lila Shamazil, Lila me ninth, Avalomar, Hasheta Shivlo, so Avot Kevo Hashemesh. You put the two psukim together, that in Mishpatim and that here, and that you're able to learn Xus Yom and Xus Lila, because there it says Adbo Hashemesh, and here it says Kevo Hashemesh. So that's how you know, Mikan Amru, says the Medrash, Mimashkin, Xus Yom, Balilo, Xus Lila, Bayom, Umachzirin, Xus Yom, Bayom, Uxus Lila, Bi Lila. And how do you know this is a mitzvah saseh? So he quotes the Gemara in Makos, Ki lav de lo sobe el beso lavot avoto, is a lav anitek la asei. Which asei? This asei, of Hashav, Tashiv lo. Misharshi a mitzvah, what's the shorsh behind this mitzvah? Shalkel baruchu, chafetz beto bir Yosef, uzchusam. Hashem wants everybody to be able to be strong and be independent. And he wants everybody to do chesed. And he wants everybody to inculcate in themselves chesed, kindness, and chemla, compassion, and therefore here, even though you're right, magia b'cha, you deserve to have this mashkon, still you have to give it back when he needs it. Good. There is a beautiful drasha that the Aznayim LaTorah gives. Aznayim LaTorah, besides the five volumes, Aznayim LaTorah, he has a three-volume Hadeya Vahadibur, drushos for Chagim, for Moadim, general drushos. If you look in the second volume there in Drush Tess, he talks about the following. He says, why is it, right? The Gemara already, one of the Kofrim, one of the Rishon, asked Rabbi Kiva this in Baba Basra in the first parak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world, let's say the animal kingdom, right? There's everybody has what they need. Everybody has what they need. All animals have what they need. All cows, and they find it. Yet, they're no poor animals, unless they're in a habitat that's not natural for them. If man put them in a different habitat, right? If they put them in a cage, then obviously. But in the natural world, they all have what they need. You don't have poor and rich animals. Why does Hashem do that by people? Why do He create poor and rich people? And not just everybody having what they need. And furthermore, says that they have a dibor, to sort of counter what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, we have a midos of chemla, compassion, and rachamim, and chanun, so we help each other. We don't only care about ourselves, we care about others, which is something the animals generally don't have. One lion doesn't feel bad, so he goes out and gets, unless it's a child. Okay, that might be something instinctual. But generally, animals don't care for each other. They don't try to help each other out. But all of a sudden, by human beings, you know, there's this unbelievable connection of arvus between all of them. That's needed because there are poor and rich, and there's the need. So why, as Zalman Saratskin, why not Kadosh Baruch Hu just not create both? Don't create us with these midos tovos of rachamim, chanun, and erech apayim, and don't create us with the needs. Everybody will have what they need. We will be like animals. Why do we have this? Why do we have this? She'ein dugmas hanedivas hazos eso balechayim. You don't find this by animals. Ve'ein da'agas chisaron mizonos shel zulata matredes as a behemoth as a chaya. Right, he doesn't go to sleep at night thinking, oh, you heard about so-and-so. They're starving. They're part of the jungle. Doesn't have any food. Oh, Barak etzel minenu shionu roim, only by humans. Sveim mechapsim tachbulos, v'osim ma'matzim gdolim lehitifes matzav arevim. People who have, try to work on people who don't have. So what is it? What is it? Why do you have to do this? And do step one, to make needy people. And step two, to make people have compassion for needy people. Says Saratskin, for one reason. One reason only. The Pasuk says in Bereishis, Naaseh Adam Bitzalmenu Kidmusenu. Hashem made us in His form, in His image. What's Bitzalmenu Kidmusenu? Chas v'shalom doesn't mean that we're somehow physically like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam says this in the first parak of Mor Nevuchim. It says we shouldn't think that. Shadam domeh begufo ubechisoni yisol lebaro. Chas v'shalom sharei abori eno guf v'rak mepnei haseichel ha'eloki ha'medubak bo shehu b'tzelem elokim ubedimuso. That's what it's talking about. It's talking about in Ruchnius. We're somehow connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, and that's the Medrash, he quotes in Dvarim, says, Lo Barak, I'm sorry, there in Bracious, Lo Barak Adish Baruchu Shenikrit Tzadik V'Yashar Es Ha'adam B'Tzalmo Elekadei Liyos Tzadik V'Yashar Kamahu. So much of life is to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, the two Gemaras that talk about this, the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in Sota, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuflam Gimel, Acharei Hashem Lokechem Teilechu, how could you follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'chi Efshel Adam Ahalik Achar HaShchina? No, it means following the Midos. Mahu Afata, Mahu Afata. Right, Mahu Racham Afata, Racham. That's Shabbos, Kuflam Gimel. Same Gemara appears at the end of the first parak in Sota. Mahu Malbesh Arumim, Mahu Mavakar Cholim, and Mahu Nicham Avelim. The difference is Maisim and Midos. We have to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu in both. And Rav Sarotzkin says that's what he thinks is Bitzalmenu Kidmusenu. Our Tselem, we have to be like Hashem in our actions, and Kidmusenu, our Demus, which is our Midos. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this. Because part of life is to be like Him and to mirror His Midos, because that's all the only way that we can understand him. What I just said, Maisa v'yitzira, and b'midos u'b'chachma. That's why it says, b'tzalmenu ha'mora al-kishron ha'maisa v'ha'avoda b'chomer, like slumim, and kidmuseinu. That's mora al-shi'ifa ha'ruchnius li'davik b'midos av shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'lidrosh v'lakar b'chachma. He says, and that's what life's about. Life's about being like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being understanding and having compassion. V'chulu. That's part of this. All mitzvahs mitzvahs drabanan. All mitzvahs benan machaveru have to be seen in this regard. Whether it was somebody who was needy and somebody I could give to, it's all about being like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's even different elements. I said this in the past. The Rambam writes in the Hilchas Avel, in the 14th parak, there are many mitzvahs drabanan of Bikur Cholim and Nichum Avelim and Hachnasas Kala and Levayas Hameis and Levayas Archim, many. And they're all under the general rubric of Ve'ahavta Rechah Kamocha. So Chesed, first and foremost, for sure, starts with Ve'ahavta Rechah Kamocha. It's all about the receiver. There's a need in front of me, and I have to fulfill that need. That for sure is true. But there's another element to Chesed that might not be based on Ve'ahavta Rechah Kamocha, but it's based on what Rav Sarotzkin is talking about right here. And that is being like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'halachta b'drachav. That has nothing to do with the receiver. It has to do with the person giving. Not just to give, but to become a giver. Like Rabbeinu Bachai quotes Chazal in the Katekemach. Gadol, greater is what the Ashir gets from the Ani, more than what the Ani gets from the Ashir. The Ani only gets in Olam Hazeh, and the Ashir gets in Olam Haba as well. So he says that's a totally another element of Chesed, of Mitzvos Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, based on V'Halachta B'Drachav, and not based on V'Ahavta L'Reicha Kamochas. So that's what we have to see this mitzvah about in the context as well also. Returning a mashkon to someone who needs it. So obviously that is part of this larger framework. There's a Gemara Baba Basra that quotes our pasuk in a different context. That's a story. Daf Yud Aleph Aman Aleph. The Gemara tells, "Torna Rabbanan, Maisa b'Munbas Hamelech shebizbeis Otzrosav Otzrosav Osav b'Shnei Batzaris." There was a famine year, and Munbaz the king kept giving tons of staka, giving away all of his property. The Chavro of Achiv Beis Aviv, his whole family said, "You're crazy! What are you doing? How are you giving everything away?" The Amrulo, and they said, Avosecha Gonzu Vahosifu, Al Shel Avosam, Viatam Avazbizam. Right, your forefathers and your grandfathers, they've created such a treasure house. You're throwing it away, you're destroying it. Amrulam, he said, no, you don't understand. Avosai Gonzu Lamata, Vaani Ganasti Lamala. My forefathers gathered and collected only in this world, below. But I'm being gones up above. Shenemar Emes Me Aritz Titzmach, Vitzedak Mishamayim Nishkaf. Tzedek comes from Shemayim. Avosai gunzu b'makom shayat sholetes bo. My forefathers gathered to a place where people could steal, it could get rotted. Va'ani ganasi b'makom she'ena yat sholetes bo. And I am gathering mitzvos to a place where only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Avosai gunzu davar she'eno seperos. Va'ani ganasi davar she'o seperos. I have something that creates and reproduces mitzvos and mitzvos and mitzvos. Avosai gunzu otzros mamon. Va'ani ganasi otzros nefashas. I'm affecting my nefesh. And finally, Avosai gunzu la'achirim, va'ani ganasi la'atzmi. They were for achirim, they gather it, but they don't take it with them. Lo b'moso yikach hakol. But I, ganasi la'atzmi, shenemar, ulachati yetzdaka. You do something like that, you give away, you give the mashkon back in time. Ulecha tiyat staka, that is what Munbaz understood. And then the last one, Avosai Ganzu lo amazev, ani ganasi lo amabah. They all work together, but that is Munbaz, quoting our pasuk, to show all of his family that that's what you have to do in life. You have to give away in order to make. Good, midini ha-mitzvah. Let's get to some of the halachas of this mitzvah of returning the mashkon on time when the ani needs it. Mashamar zechorin levracha. What the Gemara says in B'metzia Kuf Yud Gimel. Hamavas chaveiro eina rashar lamashkeno. Klom ha-shalob ha-bezdin. A mav, somebody lends money to their friend. They can't just forcibly take a mashkon. The imishkeno chayav lahachzlo as a mashkon. It's a karbalayla as a machresha b'yom. You have to return it. You have to return it when he needs it. B'medramamurim, as we said yesterday. When do you have to return it? Shemishkeno. Right, most mashkons we know today, right, if you ever take a mashkon security, nobody returns it. Just keep it in your house. So what do you mean? This? What about the bitul asay? Ah, says the chinuch. We're talking about a specific type of mashkon here. When do we say this mitzvah applies? Shemashkeno shelo b'shas halvaso. That's only when he takes a mashkon later. You have the loan on the first of Iyar, and then the first of Sivan, it's due. The person doesn't pay, so you take a mashkon. That's the mashkon that's being referred to in the psukim here. That has to be returned at the appropriate times. Aval mashkeno b'shas halvaso. But if at the time of the loan, you have certain conditions, and a person takes security then, kigon amalves chaveiro al hamashkon, you take a mashkon right at the time of the halva, eino chayev lachziro lo klal, that he does not have to return. Because that the ani gave willingly, he realizes he wants the loan, and this is what it's going to be, this is what's going to have to allow him to get the money. So you do not have to return that. V'yamatei chayev lachziro lo hamashkon av olam, when do you have to return it? Never! Until he pays up. Until he pays up. V'yim tishal says, the chinuch, if the mashkon could always be kept, but you'll have to give it back when he pays up. So what's the difference between a halva with a mashkon and without a mashkon? So just get it later. Just get it later. So says the chinuch, three nafgaminas between malva, la mashkon, and nath. Number one, yo'ilo shelo yishame tacho b'shvias. Whoa. Like we learned that shmitas ksafim, we had a couple of weeks ago. Shemitah, the end of Shemitah is Meshamit all loans. So how does one, if one does not want their loan to be absolved, so how does one go around this? Either through Prisbo, Hilas Takana, or Mashkon. Tekaimalan, Amav ala Mashkon, in Shvias Meshavtaso. If you are Malve on a Mashkon, with a Mashkon, Shvias is not Meshamit it. Shaila is, why is that? Why is Malve ala Mashkon not Meshamit it? Why isn't there an Isser of Lo Yigos? You can't collect a loan. So what if you have a Mashkon for it or not? So this might get into the root of Mashkon. We mentioned a couple of days ago, what is the, how do you understand the din of Rabbi Yitzchak? Kedushin Davches, Balchov Kone Mashkon. So we mentioned a Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, whether that means even Chiv Onsin, Rashi, or Bali Tosfos is Chiv Kneva Vaveda. But even so, what does that mean? What's the nature of the kinyan? We discussed the level of the kinyan. But what's the nature of that kinyan? What is it? So the Rimi Gashin Shvuis says, Lav mikni mamishu, ela mikni zechusa ba'alma. What does that mean? This is a very lumdish topic, how mashkon works. So what does that line mean? So Rabbi Chanan, in Psachim, in Os Yutes, explains the Rimi Gash, that mashkon means you're bailim on the value of the item, but not of the item itself. That's his formulation. To bailim al shivu yachefetz, velo al gufo shel chefetz. Aval eino kemo b'chol ha-kinyanim, sheniknah lo mitchilaso la'olam. It's not niknah to you forever. Ela kinyan mashkon talui b'chol shaita v'shaita b'achov. It's totally on the obligation, on the money. U'kishenifka achov, but once the chov dissipates, either because the lover paid you back, or let's say the person dies, he was a ger and he has no relatives, ger shemes, paka kinyan mashkon. Then there's no more kinyan. The mashkon is totally on the chov, as they say in the Welt. They say I don't know too much Yiddish, but in the mashkon lichtechov, the mashkon is a physical embodiment of the chov somehow. So therefore, once the chov is paid up, then the kinyan mashkon dissipates. It's a kinyan that's dependent. It's dependent. So as the Rabbi Chanan's lashon is, it's a kinyan on the shivui and not on the guf hachefes. If you look in the Kuntrase Shiurim from Rav Gusman in Kiddushin on page Ayin Zayin, he discusses this also. He says, some Rishonim, it's hard to tell. The Rambam uses a Lashon in Hilchos Ishus. Mukudeshes, Lefisha Balchov, Yeshlo Mixas Kinyan, Begufo Shel Mashkon. Mixas Kinyan. That's his Lashon. Tosfos there in Kiddushin, Kinyan Gamur Ad Sheyifte. It's a Kinyan Gamur until it's paid up. So how do you understand this? So there, he highlights, Rav Gusman highlights different ways of understanding this. Two major ways. He says, one way of understanding is, I think, similar to what Rav Chanan said. It's like you own something legabe its usage. Kinyan Yayin Ladamav. Right, for its value. Kinyan, you have a Kinyan Yayin, but you got, like, you could drink the wine. You have a Kinyan in the value of the wine. Or what's called Deka Leperosav. Maybe. Right? You own a tree, legabe, the fruit that comes out of it, but you don't really own the tree. And the Torah says, this is a strong enough Kinyan in the context of Mashkon. That's one formulation. The other formulation he quotes from Shimon Shkup, who says, it's a Kinyan legabe collection. De Kinyan hu leguvaina. Shekonu yuhu amashkon lahamalve, ligvos mimenu chovo. Ukshu gove chovo me amashkon gove mishalo. You have a Kinyan legabe gvia. And it makes a lot of sense, according to what we just said, if there is different types of kinyanim by a mashkon b'shasalva and shalom b'shasalva. So the first formulation, you have some type of value connection in the mashkon, that makes sense for the first formulation, even b'shasalva. But shalom b'shasalva, you owe me the money. You can't give me the money, so give me the mashkon in lieu. So that makes a lot of sense that this is in lieu of collection. This is as if I am collecting. And you could exchange that later on for a different collection. But that is two formulations that Rav Gusman has there in Kuntrase Shiurim, but it relates. That's why. Getting back to our issue, so why does it make a difference if you have a Malva Lamashko and Shvias is not Meshamidit? Because it's kind of paid up already. There's no Isra of Lo Yigos. If I have the Mashkon, I kind of got paid already. So there's no Isra of Lo Yigos when I go to him. I'm already Mugas Va'omed. It's already collected. And therefore, that would be a major difference between a milveh with a mashkon and a milveh without a mashkon. Another difference, the Sefer Chinuch says, whether it goes to the children. Usually we say if the loveh dies, then the loans are not collectible from a taltzlan. But if there's a mashkon there, then it can be, because that's already taken care of. The kinyan was done already with the father. Either way, that's a couple of important issues. The chinuch ends off by saying, this mitzvah applies always, men and women. If somebody does not return the avot through at the proper time, he's mevatel the mitzvah zaseh, besides the los zaseh. And as the chinuch mentioned at the end of yesterday's mitzvah, if you don't return it, you're not going to get malchus because it's a lav she'ein bo maisa. The Menachas Chinuch at the end of yesterday's mitzvah, Tavkuf Pevav, discusses this is not so pashit because sometimes we find if you have an avera that's ein bo maisa, but if it had a maisa to get into the situation, maybe that's called yesh bo maisa. Somebody's wearing shatnas and I tell them take off the shatnas and they don't take it off. Take off the shatnas. I keep giving them asra. There's malchus for each and every time. They didn't do an action. They didn't do any new action. They're still wearing it. No, but the original, the way that it's explained by some achronim, the original maisa is enough. Right? Somebody goes into the base of Megdash when they're tame. And somebody says, oh, you're tame, you have to leave. And they don't leave, that's an avera. They're going to get malchus. What do you mean? Because it's going back to the original maisa. Right? These are all examples here too. You might say there was an original act of taking, not giving it back. So is that a lav she'im b'maisa? That's what the Sefer Chinuch says, and but it relates to that larger issue. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And Bezer, next time we'll get into a different mitzvah, and that is paying your workers on the day that they did their work.